Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a place where you can receive an encouraging word from the Lord. I want you to invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope so they can receive hope and encouragement. We live in challenging times where we're facing many challenges and problems, but we don't have to face them alone. We can face them together with God because God is with us to help us overcome our challenges and our problems. And today I want to talk about the power of God's presence. Now, when you talk about God's presence, you talk about God being with us. You know, when you may know about the president of your country, you may read about him, you may even see him on television or hear him on the radio, but you're not in his presence until he comes to visit you or you go to visit him. And when you're together with him, you're in his presence. See, and there's a lot of people that know about God. They read about God. They know about Jesus Christ. They read about Jesus Christ. And they may see miracles. They may see other things. They may even be born again and children of God. But they aren't in God's presence. And there's a difference between knowing God from a distance and knowing God personally. And God wants to bring us into a personal relationship with him, because it's in God's presence that we have victory. It's in God's presence we have joy and peace. It's in God's presence that we have provision. You know, God is a God who we cannot see. God is up in heaven. We cannot see him. We cannot touch him. But Jesus came to earth so that we could get to know God. So when Jesus walked into earth, he said, when you've seen me, you have seen the Father. When you touch me, you've touched the Father. And so he says, the Father and I are one. And so when Jesus walked on the earth, people walked in God's presence. Because when you walk with Jesus, you walked in God's presence. Because Jesus is God. So when you walked in God's presence, you experienced healing, you experienced deliverance, you experienced provision, you experience everything because you walked in the presence of Jesus. That's why thousands of people followed Jesus, because they wanted to walk in God's presence. But now Jesus has gone to heaven. He's no longer here on earth, but he has sent his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God, and the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us when we are born again of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes and lives in us. And we live in God's presence. But sometimes we're not aware of God's presence. We do life and we forget that the Holy Spirit lives in us. But we need to remember that even just like the people in Jesus, they walk with him and saw God's power and spent time with Jesus, we have that same power living within us in the Holy Spirit. We have the presence of God living in us. And so I want to talk today a little bit about how we can live in God's presence and what God's presence will do in our lives. And I want to look at the story of Israel when they were delivered from Egypt and went into the wilderness to help us understand more about God's presence in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Now, we know Israel was slaves in Egypt for 400 years. Egypt represents the world. Egypt represents sin and Satan. And so many people are slaves to the world, slaves to sin, slaves to Satan, slaves to wicked things. And we can't free ourselves from that slavery. And we need someone to free us or deliver us. And for us, that is Jesus Christ. Jesus came to deliver us from the power of sin. Jesus came to deliver us from the power of the devil. Jesus came to deliver us from the power of the world and to give us new and abundant life. Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. So Jesus came to deliver you from the power of the world and the enemy and the devil to give you his life and abundant life. But how do we come into that abundant life? We come into it by walking with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And so the Israelites, they were slaves for 400 years in Egypt. They could not deliver themselves from slavery. So God raised up Moses to deliver them from slavery, and Moses, by great power, delivered them from slavery in Egypt. And Jesus came with great power to deliver us from the bondage of sin. And so God delivered Israel from Egypt, and they begin this journey with God. And the first thing that happened after they left Egypt, and they begin to follow the cloud. And the cloud was God's presence. And so the cloud was a cloud in the sky, a big cloud that covered all the people of Israel. It wasn't a cloud that had rain in it. It wasn't a cloud like we see today. It was the cloud of God's presence that was over them. And when the cloud moved, they would move with the cloud. And so when they left Egypt, the cloud of God's presence moved with them. And, you know, when we are delivered from sin and slavery by Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. He is the presence of God, and we need to learn and to live and move with the Spirit of God. See, Israelites only move when the cloud moved. When the cloud stopped, they stopped. And we want to see what the cloud did for them while they were in the wilderness. See, God brought them into the wilderness to prepare them to go into the promised land. See, sometimes God brings us into a wilderness place because he wants to prepare us for greater things. And he prepares us through our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so he prepared the children of Israel through their relationship with his presence in the cloud. And so when they left Egypt and they began their journey toward the wilderness, the first place they came to was the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was very big. You could not cross it. And so they were stuck in front of the Red Sea. There was no way they could cross the Red Sea. And the Egyptians decided that they wanted to bring the Israelites back into captivity. So they pursued the Israelites. And so the enemy was behind Israel. The Red Sea was before them. And there were mountains on each side. So they were trapped. And they cried out to God, and God allowed his cloud to come between them and the Egyptians. So the Egyptian army is coming. They are trapped. There's no way for them to escape. And God's cloud came down between the Egyptian army and the Israelites. And for the Egyptians, it was nighttime. It was dark because God's cloud of his presence brought darkness on them, but God's cloud of his presence brought light on Israel. And while that light was shining on them, the Egyptians were in darkness. And then God opened the Red Sea, and they passed through the Red Sea. And then after they passed through the Red Sea, the cloud of God's presence lifted, and so the Egyptians looked, and they saw that the Israelites were escaping through the Red Sea. And so then they tried to pursue the Egyptians through the Red Sea, and God closed the Red Sea, and the whole Egyptian army died. And the lesson we learn from that is God's presence protects us from the enemy. When we live in God's presence, he protects us from the enemy. See, oftentimes when people get saved and they give their lives to Jesus Christ, you know, the enemy pursues them. See, the enemy wants to destroy us. Jesus said the enemy comes to seek, kill, and destroy. And the enemy maybe is pursuing you. Maybe the enemy is coming against you. Maybe the enemy is attacking you. And, you know, when you live under God's presence of his Holy Spirit will come between you and the enemy. And the Holy Spirit brings darkness upon the enemy. The enemy cannot see because the God himself comes down between you and the enemy and protects you from the enemy. And the enemy is in darkness. The enemy cannot see. But God's presence gives you light. It gives you direction. It gives you deliverance and victory in your life. And so, you know, we need to invite God's presence into our life. We need to live in God's presence. You know, to experience God's deliverance, you need to live under the cloud. You need to live under the presence of God. See, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In Romans 8, 12 through 17, Paul writes in Romans 8, 12 through 17, he says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage or slavery again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so Paul says here that we can't live according to the flesh anymore. See, for the Holy Spirit to come down and deliver us from the power of the enemy, we need to live according to the Spirit of God. We cannot live according to our flesh. See, when you live according to the flesh and your desires for things that are wrong and desires for things of the world, then the world has power over you. As long as you live for the world will rule over you. But when you allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to rule in your life, you become a child of God. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, and you begin to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? See, when you come under the leading of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit comes between you and the enemy, and the Holy Spirit delivers you from the power of the enemy. The Holy Spirit gives you direction for your life. The Holy Spirit brings you through the challenges and problems you're facing. And today I'm going to pray for you that the Holy Spirit will come down between you and the enemy and bring deliverance. But to walk in that deliverance, you need to walk in the Spirit. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. And God wants to bring you into a place where you walk constantly under protection of the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit in your life. Invite the Holy Spirit to lead you. Holy Spirit, what do you want me today to do today? If the enemy is coming against you, say, Holy Spirit, show me how to overcome the enemy. Holy Spirit, give me the power to overcome the enemy. See, there is power in God's presence. In God's presence is power. In God's presence is fullness of joy. In Psalms 46, verse 1 through 5. Psalm 46, verse 1 through 5. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. See, he's present. He's not far away. He's not in the past. He's not up in heaven. He's present in you and with you by the Holy Spirit. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters roar in our trouble. Waters are the things of the world, the people in the world. Waters always represent people. Even though the waters roar in our trouble, the world is troubled, the world is roaring, and the mountains shake with a swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and just as at the break of dawn. So God is our refuge. God is a very present help in time of trouble. Even though the world is roaring, even though the enemy is roaring, even though the mountains are shaking, we will not fear because the Holy Spirit resides in us. The presence of Almighty God resides in us. And when we walk in the presence of God, his presence comes between us and the enemy. His presence makes darkness, covers the enemy with darkness, but gives us light and direction. Lord God, I pray today for every person who's facing challenges in their life. The enemy is coming against them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, today that the Holy Spirit will rise up within them, Lord God. Lord, may they come under the cloud of your presence. May they not fear, Lord God, because you are present help. You are present. You are now. You are now help. You are present help in the time of trouble. You are present deliverer. We will not fear because we walk under your presence. We walk under your Holy Spirit. We walk in obedience to your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray today by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will set free every person listening to your voice, every believer who has given themselves to you, Lord God, that they will walk in your presence. They'll walk according to the Spirit and not according to their fleshly desires. They'll let the Holy Spirit lead them and guide them, Lord God, so that they walk in the deliverance and his power. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see the first work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit separates us from the enemy. The Holy Spirit separates us from the world. We don't walk in the darkness of the world. We walk in the light of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit then led them into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, God provided manna. So the cloud covered them. Everywhere they went in the wilderness, the cloud of God's Spirit covered Israel. And so it was under the cloud that God provided manna every day for them to eat. And you see, when we live under the cloud of God's Spirit, God provides what we need every day. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat, because my Father knows everything you need, and He will provide everything you need. Or to receive God's provision, we need to walk under the cloud of the Holy Spirit. See, when the Israelites remained under the cloud, they were in a wilderness. Things don't grow in a wilderness. But God supernaturally provided what they needed in the wilderness as they walked under the cloud. And we live in a world of wilderness. The world is a wilderness place. It's a place of trials and sufferings and difficulty. But when we walk under the cloud of the Holy Spirit, we walk under the leading of the Holy Spirit, God will provide everything we need. The third thing we see about the cloud is a revelation. God reveals Himself by His Spirit. And we see in Exodus chapter 19 that the cloud of the Holy Spirit came down upon Mount Sinai, and the mountain shook under the power of the cloud, the power of the Holy Spirit. And God spoke from the mountain to the people. God revealed Himself from the mountain to the people. See, God has sent His Holy Spirit to reveal Himself to us. See, Jesus came to reveal to us the Father. The Holy Spirit comes to reveal God to us. The Holy Spirit comes to reveal Jesus Christ to us. The Holy Spirit comes to speak to us and to give us revelation knowledge through His Word. It was when the cloud was on Mount Sinai that Israel received the Ten Commandments, the revelation of God's will for their lives. See, God sent the Holy Spirit, the teacher. Paul said the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He will guide you. Jesus said He will guide you into all truth. God wants to reveal Himself to you. God wants you to come to know Him and know His will. And He does that through the revelation of His Word and His Spirit. So we see the cloud of God's presence brings revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. We also see the cloud wants to bring us into an intimate relationship with Him. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 7, Exodus 33, verse 7, we see that Moses took his own tent, the tent that he lived in the wilderness, and he said he put it outside the camp where everybody lived, and it was called the tent of God's presence. And when the cloud of God's presence would come down over the tent, Moses would go into the tent, and he would talk with God as a man talks with his friend. He had intimate fellowship with God. Why? Because of the cloud of God's presence that came down over his tent. Not over the tabernacle, not over the temple, on his personal tent. See, we sometimes feel the presence of God in church, and God's presence comes down very powerful in church. But God's presence wants to come down very powerful in the same way in our daily life, in our life. Not the life of somebody, it's our own life. It was this cloud came over Moses' personal tent. He established his tent, his place, as a place of God's presence, where he could go in and talk with God as a man talk with his friend. And God wants to bring you into an intimate relationship with Him, where you can talk with Him on a personal basis, where you can hear His voice. In John chapter 15, verse 15, John 15, 15. Jesus was talking to the disciples who were following Him. And He said that if you love Me and keep My word, that He no longer calls us servants, but He calls us friends, because we love Him and we do whatever He asks us to do. See, God doesn't want us just to be servants. Jesus said, a servant doesn't know what the master is doing or what the master is thinking. But a friend reveals everything to his friendship. See, God just doesn't want to meet you in church. He wants to meet you every day. He wants you to walk in the cloud of His presence. He wants you to walk in His Holy Spirit. And He wants you to invite your Holy Spirit, We are the temple of the living God. He wants to invite you to invite his Holy Spirit to come reveal himself to you. God wants to talk with you. He wants you to hear his voice. He wants to come into a personal relationship with you. You know, a lot of people serve God because they want to earn something from God. They think if they do something for God, God will do something for them. No, we don't do something for God because we want God to do something for us. We do something with God because we're his friend. See, a person serves because they want a reward. Many people serve in church because they want a position or a reward. But we don't serve God because we want a position or a reward. We serve God because he's our friend. Moses served God because God was his friend. And it's out of that friendship relationship that Moses learned to walk in the authority and power of God. See, God wants us not only walk under the cloud as we walk day by day and allow the cloud of his Spirit to lead us, the cloud of his Spirit to protect us from the enemy, and the cloud of his Spirit to reveal his will to us. But God wants to have an intimate relationship with you. You know, God loves to talk with you if you just spend time and listen to him. You know, God, the way God speaks to you, sometimes God speaks to you through the Bible. As you study the Bible, God will speak something to you. Sometimes God will just quicken something in your heart. You'll be praying and talking with God, and you'll feel God just speak something for you to do in your life. And as you do that, God will begin to work through you. You know, maybe there's an answer to a problem you have. Maybe you have a problem, and God wants to reveal to you how to solve that problem. You don't go running after people. Don't go after running after the world to solve your problem. No, God has the power to solve all your problems. God has the power to meet all your needs if you'll come under the protection of his presence, if you'll come under the cloud of his Holy Spirit. And so Moses' power came because he had a personal relationship with God, and God calling us into that personal relationship with him. Cloud of his presence came down on the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the place of worship. And a lot of us come under God's presence in the place of worship. See, when you worship God, you release the presence of God in your life. And you allow God to do something special in your life. So we come into God's cloud of worship. Worship don't only happen in church. Worship happens every day. Every day you can worship God. You just worship God by lifting and exalting the name of God. Just telling God how wonderful and great he is. You know, when you come under problems and the enemy comes against you, just begin to declare, God, I love you. You're great. You're amazing. You're powerful, God. Begin to worship God in your home, in your shamba, on the road, in your business, in your community. Begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Begin to exalt the name. See, worship is not just a song you sing in church. It's something you do on a daily basis. And when you walk in a life of worship, you walk under the cloud of the Holy Spirit. You come into the revelation of the Holy Spirit. You come under the leading of the Holy Spirit. You come under the provision of the Holy Spirit as you walk under the cloud of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will empower you in the midst of the cloud. God's place of worship comes under the cloud of the Spirit. We need to begin to, and so Israel moved. Whenever the cloud moved, they moved because God was leading them step by step. God wants to lead you step by step in your life as you will come under the Holy Spirit and allow him to do a work in your life and to transform you into the image of Jesus Christ. In Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, Psalm 16, verse 11, says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In his presence is fullness of joy. In God's presence, spending time with God, not just on Sunday, every day of the week, and allowing yourself to come under the presence of the Holy Spirit. The last thing I want to talk about, the power of God's presence, is the power of healing. And I want to look at a story in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And Jesus in Luke chapter 5 had gone into someone's home to minister. And as he was ministering the word, the power of the God was there. It says in Luke 5:17, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of God was present to heal them. See, The home was filled with people, and the power of God was present to heal them. But, you know, the people there, they were more interested in what Jesus had teaching, and some were arguing with Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees. They were critical of Jesus. But there was four men who had a friend who was paralyzed. He could not move. He was paralyzed. And they carried him on a stretcher to this person's house where Jesus was. But there were so many people that they couldn't get into the house for their friend to be healed. So they went on top of the house and they removed part of the roof of the house. And they lowered their friend down on this hammock into the house right in front of Jesus. And Jesus, the Bible says, and Jesus saw their faith and he spoke to the man and he says, your sins are forgiven. And some of the scribes and Pharisees were there saying, how can he forgive sins? He doesn't have power to forgive sins. And Jesus turned to them and he said, if I have power to heal this man, I also have the power to forgive sins. But to show you that I have the power to forgive sins, he turned to the paralyzed man who had never walked. He was totally paralyzed. He could not move. And Jesus said, take up your mat and walk. And instantly the man who had never walked, who was totally paralyzed, leaped up, took up his mat and walked. Because Jesus has the power to deliver. Jesus has the power to forgive sins. Jesus has the power to heal. And it says the reason that Jesus healed that man was because Jesus saw the faith of his four friends. And it says, the power of the Lord was present to heal. And I believe today the power of God is present right now in this program to save, to deliver, to heal, to bring revelation knowledge, to bring you into an intimate relationship with God, to deliver you from the enemy and to bring healing into your life. And God wants you to come into that presence. Sometimes you have to break up the walls of resistance. Sometimes you have to come against those things that are hindering you and move into God's presence. Lord, we just release your presence of your Holy Spirit right now through this radio program, Lord God. Lord, I release your presence, Lord God, to bring deliverance. I release your presence, Lord God, to bring provision. I release your presence, Lord God, to bring healing. I release your presence to bring revelation knowledge into the life of every man and woman who's listening to this program today. Lord, may your power come down into their lives, into their situation in their house, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you help them to walk in your presence, Lord God, to feel and know the sense of your love, the sense of your grace, the sense of your power that is for them. Lord, we rejoice in you today. We magnify your name because you are holy, glorious, and powerful. And Lord, we don't live in the world. We live in your presence. We come under the cloud of your presence that you may be glorified in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just pray today that God moves in your life, that you come under the presence of the Almighty. Come under the presence of God. God is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, you will not fear, and you will not be afraid, because God is with you. And so I just encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday and receive an encouraging word. Invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. And may God be with you this week. May God walk with you and empower you and enable you to walk in the victory that Jesus Christ purchased for you. In Jesus' name, amen.